Let me set that second hour up for you. It's originating from the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I am Jim Rome. A tremendous Thursday to you. Coming up in 15 minutes, a defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, Mike Daniels. Dwayne Casey, the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons, in the third hour. Phone lines are wide open. I'm getting a lot of reaction to what went down in hour number one. And what went down in hour number one is Luke in Fort Collins had a golden ticket ripped. In case you missed it, yesterday, Vadi in Pasadena called him out and said, where is this guy? He's playing scared. He's running scared. He should come in. Why is he not coming in? I said, fair point. Fair point. In fact, I'm not even sure why I gave him that golden ticket in the first place. He should remind me. So I put Luke on the clock and said he had until the end of the show Friday. To his credit, he called in early today. To his discredit, he called in with a terrible call. So he's a good guy with a terrible call. I had no choice. I had to rip his ticket. And frankly, it hurt him a hell of a lot more than it hurt me. Now, the good news is the ticket's not dead, Luke. If you get back in it and fight your way back to it, you can get that ticket back. Not based on what I just heard. But you had enough to get it in the first place. Let's see if you can get it back. Meantime, still I'm getting reaction. Reaction jumped the second hour. Dear Jim, damn. Straight fire from Fluke. Yours, Jim Harbags. Smack off call.
Romy, it's good to be on the smack off. I just want to say thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to wish everybody out there a very happy holiday. And I don't really have a whole lot of smack to say today. It's a holiday and it's a day of peace and harmony, kind of like Fuzzy and Tiger playing in the Masters. But I want to wish everybody and their families a happy holiday, except for some of your clones who don't really have families and are behind on their child support payments, like your boy Sean in Syracuse. Tell that clone to get a life.
Do you believe that? That's Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh literally was in the smack off once. The same Jim Harbaugh that beefed with me on Twitter. 1998. Jim Harbaugh, head coach at Michigan, called in as a participant in the smack-off in 1998.
Tell that clone to get a life.
Now, the one thing you never want to do is call the smack-off and start by saying, I don't have a lot of smack today.
Romy, that's... it's good to be on the smack-off. I just want to say thanks for taking my call, and I'd like to wish everybody out there a very happy holiday, and I don't really have a whole lot of smack to say today.
Jim Harbaugh called the smack-off. What, is Herb going to call this year's smack-off? Is Nick Saban going to be in the smack-off this year? Is the hoodie, Bill Belichick, going to be in the smack-off? We're on to the smack-off.
Today's Friday.
Today's Friday, July 20th. We're on to the smack-off. That's Brett and Bugaha. And then he's got some stupid war relating to personal appearance I'm not going to read. Hey, Rome, the very fact that Luke in Fort Collins is taking advice from the Sparrow, the same dude who thinks that wearing paisley shirts and a cat tattoo is a good idea, says that Luke has poor judgment. Props to Vadi in Pasadena for weeding out a pretender from the smack-off field. Tony from Iowa City. Why is it always about Hawk? Why does everything go back to Hawk? And then you have this. Rome. I keep trying to wrap my mind around how Hawk got his gig. He can't put on shoes without getting injured. Does oppo of what the wife tells him regularly. Does not know who Michael Jordan is or was, has never been able to distinguish fake silk from real silk. I mean, come on. He can't even multitask two things, putting people on hold and carrying emails on paper to your desk. My four-year-old nephew could handle it if you need him. I might need him. Hawk taking some, but not as much as Luke. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Like I said, am I going to give away a golden ticket or rip a golden ticket? This guy's got the game to get a golden ticket, but he has to decide whether or not he wants that golden ticket. Because almost every time he calls, I think to myself, today's the day. This dude's rolling, and then at the end of the call, he implodes. And usually by choice. So for about the 10th time, I'm going to put it out there. Rex in Albuquerque. Bro, you got to decide exactly who and what you want to be. Do you want to be in the smack-off, or do you want to be that class clown that gets run every time you call? Totally up to you, Rex. Let's find out. Rex in the ABQ. What's going on, Rex?
Hey, Jimmy. That must have been a tough decision to make to rip Luke's ticket. It's kind of like when you're rolling up to a four-way stop and all the cars arrive at the same time and everybody just freezes. Nobody knows what to do, and you're trying to decide if you're going to be the bag who juts out into the intersection first. And then you do it, and you feel like a tool the rest of the day, like, man, why did I have to be that guy? But somebody had to be that guy. And if it wasn't me, then somebody else would have gone first and hit the brakes in the middle of the intersection, and we all still be there. Or when you and the old lady in the ABQ are trying to decide whether to go to the local Italian chain for dinner and load up on 2,000 calories worth of breadsticks before the chicken Alfredo comes, or go to the seafood chain where the calamari may not be that fresh after I had to travel 2,000 miles in a hot truck to get there. Anyways, that's all I got. Unwore the guy who leaves his shopping cart in the middle of the aisle while deciding whether to buy a jar of Ragu or Prego. I'm out.
I can rack that call, Rex. There was nothing offensive about that call. Weird as you ever were, but nothing offensive about that call. Rack the phone call. Rex in the ABQ. Now, Rex, for Rex, Rex played that safe. Rex played that weird. And
Rack him.
Weird is good. Man, we love weird. I've always loved weird. Weird is good. Rex is weird. I mean, look at Rex's body of work. He's talking about four-way intersections. That's like when four people show up at the same time at the same intersection, one person has to decide who's going to drive through first. The bag who does that feels horrible about it the rest of the day. It's like when me and the old lady in the ABQ went to Cheesecake Factory and they gave us one of those brilliantly colored beepers, and we waited on that beeper for 90 minutes, and when it finally went off, it was worth the wait because it went off like in 8 different colors. And then I sat down for a 9,000 calorie meal, and then I chased it with a $12,000 slice of chocolate raspberry peanut butter cheesecake. Anyway, Rome, have a great weekend. Good job, Rex. Rex has grown up. He's all grown up. Maybe this is what Rex wants to be. Maybe Rex knows who he wants to be. Rex, I'd love to see you in the Smack-Off. Man, I would. You'd make the Smack-Off better, Rex. I know you would. Now, that's not golden ticket worthy, but you've taken a significant step. You got racked and not run. And I'll give Rex this. This is something I like about Rex. High volume shooter. Rex comes in all the time, and that's a good thing. Some of you call all the time, and that's a terrible thing. Rex is pretty good. All right, got a little momentum. Back to the phones. You want to talk about a high-volume shooter. Who comes to mind when I say that? Parody Larry. Generally, he does not get on. Today is one of the days he does get on. We go to Parody Larry. He's in the Bay Area. Lawrence, good morning. How are you?
Luke had a golden ticket, but Romy said not anymore. Hey, puking for Collins.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
It's not a very good call, Lawrence. Well, at least you got on. You can't fault him. He did what I told him to do. So many times, Parody Larry. And what's he known for? Parodies. That's why he's glossed Parody Larry. So many times, Larry will call this show, hey, Larry, how you doing? Nice to have you on. Yeah, hey, Romy, anyway, and he just goes off on some lame take. And I have to constantly tell him, get to the parody. You're Parody Larry. You're not Take Larry or Bad Take Larry. Get to the parody. Well, that time he got right to the parody, and he still got run. Guaranteed Larry's like, what the hell am I supposed to do, Rome? You told me to get to my parody, and I did. Yeah, but it was a one-sentence parody.
Luke had a golden ticket, but Romy said not anymore.
Now you're done. All right, so Rex got racked and Larry got run. Where do we go from here? 1-800-636-8686. One of the all-time mind-numbing debates. And now's a good time to call, too. Now is a good time to call. One of the all-time mind-numbing debates has been, always will be, how do you like your hot dog? How do you take your hot dog? Keep that in mind for a minute. Quite a segment we're having here. Rex in Albuquerque, Parody Larry. Now we go to Denver. Dan in Denver, RTN. It is smack-off season. People are trying to get their golden tickets. Why? If you win the event, you get $5,000 in cash. And you get to wear the crown. Let's go to Denver. Dan, what's going on?
Oh, a little busy, Rome, but I made time for you. Hey, Luke, who the hell is Willie Reed? He sounds less like an athlete and more like a question about your call earlier. Will he read? And, Rome, did Luke say he volunteers at a radio station? That's cool. So does Hawk. I can't imagine he gets paid to walk papers to your desk and pick up the phone and say, Jim Rome Show, who's this? What's the job requirement for an EP? A pulse? What's EP stand for? Education pointless? And he considers this two jobs now? Hawk, when Rome told you to get another gig lined up, he meant on a different show. I can see why you could think you could do Dallas's job. He handed papers to Jim for a living. Children do that. You're in luck today, though, Jim. See, a critical part of my job is problem solving. I've noticed that on Fridays, you guys have that dude with a giant head come in studio. So how about you guys just bump that cat up to full time? Honestly, Rome, I just put that guy in charge. It looks like he could be the head of something. But, Jim, if you guys do decide to hire another guy, can you just do me a favor and make sure he's as ugly as the rest of these fools? I don't want to run out of material. Jim, I'm wrapping my call up. It looks like I need a sports take. Quick question. When's the World Cup start? Rack me. I'm out.
Dan in Denver. What am I supposed to do with that? Here's the thing. There's a part of me that was thinking about halfway through that phone call, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I can take from Luke and give to Dan. But then what did Dan do? The same kind of crap that he normally does. He then resorts to personal appearance as show fodder, starts killing James Kelly for the size of his flight deck forehead, mentions that we got to give him the job full time, put him in charge, because he could be the head of something.
That's right.
And then whatever you do, Rome, make sure you hire somebody who's as ugly as the other fools that you have surrounded yourselves with, so I never run out of material. Yeah, but Dan, you then have no material because personal appearance is not show fodder. The guy literally said, hey, Rome, hire somebody as ugly as the other fools you have there. That's not going to get you in the smack off. Boy, Dan, you are well on your way. You are halfway to getting Luke's ticket before going there. Oh! Somebody else. I've got a stack of them. It's not like I'm only giving away one a day. I'd give away five today if I got five good phone calls. The golden ticket goes to the best. Here's what it goes to. It goes to somebody who I think has a chance to win. We do this in horse racing all the time. We don't enter races if we don't think we have a chance to win. Allegedly. I'm not going to give it to a horse that isn't live. I'm not going to give it to a horse that I don't think has a chance to win. I know, Dan, you're never going to win with that. Personal appearance smack is not going to get you a trophy. You got to do better, man. You can do better. Do better, Dan. Hawk's just running around. Hawk, if you can't put your shoes on without throwing your back, I don't need you running around here like you're Hefty Mickelson. This dude just literally did a skip behind the other window. What was that, Hawk? What's that sense of urgency? Now he's trying to dial it back. He just did like a pirouette. It's like Barry Bonds after hitting a home run where he just kind of spun around. A little pirouette. This must be good, Hawk. The way you're dancing and pirouetting around the studio, this must really be good. I can't wait to see. Stucknut. Quote, Larry's known for the shortest calls in history, and that one was pretty damn close to the record. Nut, you would know. What is the record for shortest call in jungle history? Who made it? When did they make it? How short was it?
Luke had a golden ticket.
I'm asking rhetorically because I don't know. But I know you do, Steve-O. You know everything. Mike Daniels is my guest when we return. Stay tuned. This year is going so fast. June 21st, summer solstice, Alvin DeLauro. 2018 flying right on by. You want to make sure you elevate your game so this year is still the best year ever. You got to finish as strong as you started. Now, if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, check this out. Elevating your game for the rest of 2018 is a whole lot easier thanks to my pals at Lumber Liquidators, because they've got a brand new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team. You call on them for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you crush it with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need. And it will allow you to get all your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality both. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large, no job is too small. They can help you with anything at all. So go ahead and put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Lumberliquidators.com. Let's go ahead and make 2018 the best year ever. Let's do it with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back, Jim Rome with you. It goes without saying, I am pumped for this one. We're joined by a defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. He is a Pro Bowler. A career-high 72 tackles this past season, 42 solo tackles, 5 sacks, a forced fumble. The Guinness World Record holder for fastest time to lace a shoe. He was the 132nd pick overall back in 2012. He is hosting the Mike Daniels Youth Football Camp Saturday in Blackwood, New Jersey. Mike Daniels is my guest. Mike, great to have you back. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, Mike. I'm great. It's so good to have you back. Listen, there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but let me start with the most important topic of all, Super Smash Brothers and playing the new game against a pro. What was that whole experience like for you?
Oh, wow. So that experience was incredible. I had an opportunity to play with Ember Moon, who's a phenomenal WWE superstar, and Olivia Holt, who's an actress, and she plays a rather obscure but really cool Marvel character, Dagger, in the new series, Cloak and Dagger. So to be able to meet them and hang with them was really cool. And playing against the pro was unlike anything. We played against Nairo, and he's a really good Smash player. You know, we traded information, and I'm looking forward to playing against him again. I said, you have to teach me, man. You got to teach me how to be a pro, because I love Super Smash Brothers. It's been one of my favorite games since the first one came out back in the 90s.
I love it. Game respects game. Mike Daniels is my guest. All right, then. That's the important stuff. Let's get over to football right now. The team missed the playoffs, Mike, last year for the first time since 08, but went out and made a number of changes in the offseason to the coaching staff and the roster. So you've got guys like Jimmy Graham, Muhammad Wilkerson coming in, Byron Bell, Mercedes Lewis. And as you've said, this looks great on paper, but how does it look on the field so far?
It's been looking really good. It's been looking really good. The defense has had the upper hand over the offense for the first time during this time of the year since I've been here. And I think that's really a testament to the new scheme and the guys that we've brought in. And I'm just really looking forward to when the pads come on to really see how good we can be, because Aaron and the offense, those guys, they're tough. It's tough to go against, and for us to have the edge on them right now is very promising, and I'm looking forward to continue to improve.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You mentioned Aaron. As long as you bring him up, you know, we've talked about, like, how guys approach the game mentally. You said last year Aaron Rodgers was, quote, on the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour, and that was before he got hurt, and this year he's taken that up to 11. So what does the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour look like? And if it's at an even higher level, how worried would you be if you're an opposing defense?
So for me, personally, I don't worry about anybody. But you still had to playing for Aaron Rodgers, and that's a lot of planning, because he's one of the greatest. So for our opponents out there, I would not want to be them.
Mike Daniels joining us. All right, then. You know, Mike, you mentioned the new scheme. You got Mike Pettine. He's your new D coordinator. And Joe Thomas, who played for him in Cleveland, said that he's looking forward to seeing how you eat up offensive lines in Pettine's scheme. What's it been like working with the new defense coordinator, and how do you think that defense is going to show up when it matters?
Yeah, to hear that from a guaranteed Hall of Famer, one of the best left tackles ever do this, that means a lot to come from a guy like Joe, and I thanked him for that on Twitter. But to answer your question here, I had to get that out there. But to answer your question here, Coach Pettine, it's fun. It's really fun. It's tough, gritty football. Kill, you know, keep it likable, learnable. And I've been enjoying myself. I've been just having an absolute blast. And so has the rest of the defense. Like I said, when the pads come on, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun then. Right now we can't hit. So you just run around in your underwear. But when the pads come on, we're really going to see how his scheme looks. I know that I'm having a lot of fun. I can see where the playmaking opportunities are taken up to 11 in this new scheme. And that's for everybody across the board. So it should be a really fun year.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You know, Mike, you always have fun. I mean, I got the sense when you and I were talking the week of Super Bowl, I'm getting the sense right now when you and I are talking, you're a guy who always has fun. But at the same time, when the pads do come on, I've also heard you say, quote, I want to make the guy across from me remember me for a bunch of bad things. So let me ask you this. From a mental approach standpoint, is it enough to beat the guy in front of you, or do you need to destroy and ruin the guy in front of you mentally and physically?
The goal is to destroy and ruin the guy across from me mentally and physically. That's it. It's a tough competitive game for tough competitive people. It's not for nice guys. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not for you to bring your nice guy attitude when you step onto the football field. Nice people can play football, but when you get onto the field, you have to take a different personality. It's a battle. It's a war zone. It's either you or him. And last time I checked, I refused to let somebody else take me out. So I have to make sure that going into each game, I know my opponent better than he knows himself. I want to know every single thing I possibly can know about this person and the way he plays the game of football. So then that way I could formulate the best plan of attack and defense possible so that I can dominate. And that's what it's all about. If you can dominate, then people will remember you and they'll respect you.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You know, Mike, going back a few minutes when you said, look, I don't concern myself with the other guys so much because you know what you're going to do. I bring this up because Larry Warford of the Saints said that whenever he gets ready to face you on a Sunday, he always tries to get in a few extra squats, a few more bench press reps. Are there any offensive linemen in particular who get your attention, you know, above and beyond, the guys who you know it's going to be a battle with all day long, every single play?
Larry's definitely one of those guys, and I respect everybody I play against.
Sure.
I don't care if you're an all-pro. Ever you've been in the field like Zach Martin, a guy like Larry who's been a very tough competitor, went to his first Pro Bowl this year, or a rookie like I'm going to see a couple times this season. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the utmost respect, and the best way for me to give you the utmost respect is by preparing for you like as if this is going to be the last game that I'll ever play against. And as a competitor, that's the best gift I can give to my opponent is a full day's work. So I treat everybody the same. I treat them all the same.
Mike Daniels, my guess. You're right. I mean, you don't prepare. If you don't respect somebody, you're not going to prepare. Now, you were voted number 93 in the NFL's top 100 players. It's kind of curious to me. What was your reaction when you saw that ranking?
I was just glad that I was on the list again. Hmm. I was extremely thankful to be on that list three times in a row. I see how many guys that have been on this before that when they get to talking about them, they show up on the list, and they show their rankings, and they show their last year's ranking, and it has those two bars that indicate that they weren't ranked last year. That lets me know, like, man, I've seen this person ranked before, and they weren't ranked last year. This is my third year in a row being ranked, so regardless of where I was ranked, I'm just incredibly thankful that I made the list again. Now, with that being said, obviously I dropped a few spots, and that's got to change, and I'm going to make sure that changes by having a better year this year.
Huh. All right,
so,
then.
Two things. I was grateful, and I know that I have a lot more work to do.
Got it. One more thing about that. In the video that goes along with the announcement, your teammates, Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, both said that at first they didn't know what to make of you because when they were rookies, they'd be walking back to the huddle in practice and you'd give them a little chip. Is that really how it is? What do you like with your own teammates? Is that how you are with your own teammates?
Absolutely. During practice, it's dog-eat-dog out there. If you can't fight with your brother, how are you going to be able to go against the guy that you don't like? And that's my mentality, especially we had rookies, and I know they were young running backs, and they had to get welcomed to the NFL. And I wanted to make sure that I welcomed them before any other defensive tackle in this league can. There's a, we face some of the best defensive tackles in the NFL year in and year out. And I wanted to make sure that, okay, these young guys, I'm going to make sure you guys are ready for what you're going to see out there on Sunday. And I'm going to make sure that I'm the worst thing that you ever face, so that when you go out there and you play against another defense, oh, man, you're saying, oh, man, these guys aren't as bad as the guys I go against in practice. And that has to be the mentality. And likewise with the offense. I always tell the offensive scout team, I say, bring it. Give everything you have. Don't brother-in-law. Don't hold back. We're going full tilt because I need a great look. And I'll be doing my brother across from me a disservice by not trying to get after him during practice.
Green Bay Packer Mike Daniels, my guest, which brings me to my last point. All right, so the kids coming up, they're learning to play football. They're learning to play the game the right way. You're hosting your second annual youth football camp in Blackwood, New Jersey, at your alma mater, Highland Regional High School. So what's it like for you, given what you've accomplished, to go back to your high school, and is this the type of lesson and message you're going to teach these kids?
Absolutely. Our camp's always geared towards really interacting with the kids and teaching them the fundamentals of playing the game of football, and more importantly, how to be a great man or woman. And as a football player, we really emphasize being a competitor, being a good competitor, a healthy competitor, not a spoiled winner, not a spoiled loser, knowing that you're not going to do things right. That comes with them getting coached and getting corrected, knowing that you are going to do a lot of things right. That's when they get corrected and they make those corrections, really encouraging them and keeping their spirits high and getting the whole group to clap for each other, and really a lot of positive reinforcement, a lot of uplifting. So it's a lot of humility and it's a lot of character building at the same time. And I always tell the coaches, and I tell them, I want these kids walking away feeling like that they could take your job in the NFL. So make these guys feel special. Teach them. And really, really, really give your all to each and every kid that you coach. And I want kids to walk away feeling fulfilled and really appreciating the experience, because it's all about giving back.
I was going to say, it's got to feel so good to be able to go back and then to give back. Mike Daniels, a Pro Bowler.
Absolutely.
And he's going to host the Mike Daniels Youth Football Camp Saturday in Blackwood, New Jersey. Mike, great to have you on the show once again, man. Have a great weekend, and I hope we can do it again during the season.
Absolutely, Jim. I'll be talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Good, Mike. Great having you. Have a great weekend. Nice job. Mike Daniels talking about the Packers and saying it's a little bit unusual, but the defense is ahead of the offense right now. He said, but Aaron Rodgers has gone Aaron Rodgers revenge tour 11. He's taken it beyond 10, that he wants it badly. All right, then. Hawk, you looked bewildered. You had the look of a guy who had to talk to Parody Larry after Parody Larry got run. Is that a fact? All right, I'll get with you during the break. I'll see whether or not we need to address that or if there's an update. In the meantime, in the third hour, I've got Dwayne Casey, the new head coach of the Pistons. Time, though, between now and then. In fact, a couple of segments between now and then. 1-800-636-8686. Did you see that really unfortunate story about that lady who got dotted in the eye with a Frankfurter? Very sad story. However, it's got a good ending. That's coming up in a moment. Stay tuned. Time now for a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You want to make the right game plan for you? Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. All right, welcome back. The thing that I love about Smack Off season, we're getting all sorts of new blood, new meat, new blood. People coming in want to take their shot. That's what it's all about. We already know what you're going to get with the legends. I'm looking for somebody new to come in, the 2.0ers. And for whatever reason, maybe you want the $5,000. Maybe you want to make a name for yourself. Maybe you think you can parlay this into something else. I really don't care. I don't give a damn. If you can make the show better, I want you to be on the show, and I really don't care what your motivation is. That's the best thing about Smack Off season. We are getting fresh new callers. Hit us up, 1-800-636-8686. To those new calls in a minute, but first, it is summertime, middle of baseball season. One of the all-time mind-numbing debates has always been, How do you take your hot dog? If for whatever reason, people get all fired up about that. How do you take your hot dog? Purists will say that mustard is the only way to go. Mustard and mustard only. The Midwest, I've heard, likes it with a pickle spear and nuclear green relish. L.A. street vendors will go with a strip of bacon wrapped around that hot dog. New York will tell you, kraut and spicy brown. Kathy McVeigh of Pennsylvania, though, will say right off the face. That's because poor old Kathy was at the Phillies Cards game on Monday night when the Philly fanatic fired a frank from his cannon and absolutely detonated her mug, blew it up. This innocent soul was minding her own business as a paying customer at the yard and looked up just in time to get nuked with an errant laser hot dog right in her eye. And she's got a hell of a black and blue shiner to prove it. My gal looks like she went 12 rounds with that hot dog and lost.
Here's a sentence I never thought I'd say, but if you thought a bun and a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly... think again.
Frankly.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, trust me, this is not what Kathy McVeigh wanted to be known for. Monday night at the Phillies game, she got hit right between the eyes by a hot dog fired from the Fanatics hot dog cannon. The injury's bad enough she got sent to the emergency room.
I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
Keep in mind, the Fanatics hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape, and one landed squarely between McVeigh's eyes.
Bam. It, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew.
Kathy McVeigh loves the Phillies and doesn't plan to take legal action. And yes, she does understand if her story gets a few laughs.
It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
Kathy is the best. Well, actually, my man from the Action 6 news crew in Philly, at the beginning of that report, getting off an all-time local news pun, is the best.
If you thought a bun and a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly, think again.
Homeboy went there. He went there. Frankly.
Frankly.
Those are the kinds of lines that a local TV news anchor lives for. Those are the kind of lines that bring home the Emmys. How would I know? I've never won one. Maybe I need to mix in more things like that. You also got to love the field reporter reassuring everybody that Kathy did not want her life legacy to be wearing a hot dog off the face.
Trust me, this is not what Kathy McVeigh wanted to be known for.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up, Action 6. Because for a second, I was starting to think, man, you know what I think Kathy wants? I don't know Kathy, but I have to think that Kathy wants what we all want, to be known for getting blasted in the face with a hot dog. But, and do not sleep on this, did you catch the part about how the cannon dogs were wrapped and how they were wrapped?
Keep in mind, the Fanatics hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape.
Wrapped in duct tape. Why not just shoot bricks and brass cannons or knuckles out of that cannon? Why not just go all the way and fire off actual cannon balls from that weapon of mass destruction? Because not only does a duct-taped hot dog sound incredibly painful to take off of the mug, it sounds pretty freaking disgusting, too. Like, can't wait to mow down this Frank once I get all this duct tape off it. But if you're going to blast some poor old lady in the face with a cannon dog, at least you found the sweetest poor old lady in the world, because you heard her say it herself. She's not suing. She's laughing.
Kathy McVeigh loves the Phillies and doesn't plan to take legal action.
Gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing with her. She is a great person. How many of you would have that happen to you and then react to it like that? And then how many of you would try to be suing the team for that going down? I'm going to say all of you. You'd see dollar signs, and she sees a way to make other people happy. Kathy McVeigh. Love Kathy McVeigh. What a champ. Nearly decapitated by a hot dog. Best case scenario, she only loses an eye. But giving the green light for the rest of the universe to laugh at her? We need more Kathy McVeighs out there. And the only thing that can make this story even more ridiculous is the Phillies telling Action 6 News that the Fanatic feels terrible, which is what they did. Because how could any of us sleep at night without knowing that a mascot shows remorse? Never mind that a mascot can't talk, because it's a mascot. But apparently, the mascot can't talk. Like, how do we know the mascot has remorse if the mascot can't talk? Apparently, the mascot can feel. And then somehow communicate those feelings to their employer to pass along to the local news. Perfect. Now, for what it's worth, the team has offered Kathy tickets to a game in the future. That's pretty big. Hey, Kathy, we're really sorry that you nearly lost an eye with that duct tape hot dog, but here are tickets to one game in the future. Hey, Kathy, we're really sorry about that very unfortunate happenstance. Would you like to come attend batting practice one night? Hey, would you like to watch us on TV? Would you like an autographed picture of the Fanatic who nearly cost you an eye? Anyway, if they're going to let her come to another game, they better make sure that she's behind all that new safety netting. If the big green Philly Fanatic wheels out that death cannon once again, or in the very least, update all those stickers on the seat backs at the yard which say, beware of balls, bats, and duct-taped cannon dogs leaving the field to play. Because even Jeff Passan can agree, worse than taking a dog with ketchup is taking a dog off of the face. Head on a swivel or sausage to the face.
If you thought a bun and a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly, think again.
Frankly, think again. I'm sure your clones will handle that story with a great deal of respect and maturity. Well, I'm seeing your reaction, clones. I'm just not going to read any of it on the air. I'm seeing it. Just because you're not hearing your tweet or email does not mean I'm not seeing it. It means I'm not reading it. I know you think that a lot. Hey, man. Hey, Hawk. Hey, Hawk, do your job. Make sure he gets it. Because Rome wants this one. Rome would read this one if Rome saw it. Oh, no, I'm seeing it. You see, look at this. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, this is a laptop. I see everything on my laptop. I'm seeing what you're sending. I just don't want to read it. I mentioned I've got some new callers. Lots of new callers, which I like. Let's go to Jacksonville. Malcolm in Jayville. Malcolm, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Jim, thanks for the time, and thanks for the vine, and forget about that. Jeff from Richmond, once upon a time, brother, I considered you a friend, an ally. We were like Tupac and Biggie. Now, we're like Tupac and Biggie. You've been gone for a while, and I know why, brother. When you came back, I was going to shut up and not say nothing. But I'm at one of our fine gentlemen club establishments here in Jacksonville, Florida, last night, having a drink with my colleague, Bob Costas. While we're sitting there down in the Jack Daniels, Bob looks at me sincerely in the eye. He says, Malcolm, I said, what's up, Bob? What's going on, brother? He says, hey, you got to take Jeff from Richmond down. I don't know this guy. He's coming at me. Been coming in since 1985, and I'm sick of it. He says he wants us to be like Marty and Jim Rome. I don't even understand that reference. I say, Bob, that's the first time I heard this. Because 2 weeks ago, while Jeff from Richmond talked about him and Donald from Manhattan. Well, 2 weeks ago, me and Barry from Hawaii were windsurfing together. While all the women are looking at us, we look so amazing with our shirts off, and we're drinking Jack Daniels. He looks at me. Malcolm, you've got to take down Jeff from Richmond. I said, Barry, I got to do it. Now, Jeff from Richmond, what I heard is this. The reason why you've been gone for so long, brother, is because you lost the palatial estate, the luxury slave. All of it, gone. You don't get the lettuce cut at the $200 barber anymore. You're over there at Supercuts, brother. And I heard you don't even tip. Well, Jeff from Richmond, I used to love you, brother. Now I destroy you. Now, Jim, let's get back to this. Duval, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Too late, Malk. Got to get out. All right, so he wants no part of Jeff in Richmond. Somebody else not looking forward to seeing Jeff in Richmond. Malcolm in Jayville. Dwayne Casey next hour. More telephone calls coming up. Are you good enough to get a golden ticket? Prove it. Get up in here. See you in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.